We're now concluding Neguim Perek Zayin with Mishneh Hay and beginning Perek Ches. Mishneh Hay, the concluding Mishneh of Perek Zayin, is a continuation of Mishneh Dalet, which discusses the prohibition against removing simonim of Tzaras. After the Kohen, certainly after the prohibition moving them at all, but after the Kohen has seen the Mitzayra, there is a Knas Rabbanan that the person can't become cleansed from his Tzaras. There's a Machlokas here, how he can become cleansed. Rebbe Lezer says when he gets another Nega, and he's healed from that Nega, and the Chachamim say, and it seems Chachamim Machmir, that it requires only a pricha, where the entire body is covered over, which is probably a more unusual circumstance. The entire body is covered over with beharis. Then that type of tara will make him tohar, even though even according to the Knas de Rabbanan, against the punishment of the Rabbanan for violating the Isur of removing the Simoni Neged Tzaras. Mishneh Ches, so in Mishneh Dalet, we were talking about removing the hairs or burning out the Michya. In Mishneh Hay, the Mishneh discusses removing the Beharis itself, moving the white spot. Misha Haisabo Beharis. If a person had a Beharis, Viniktasa, and it was removed, it was scraped off accidentally, Tahara, the person is Tahar. Kutsotsa Miskavein. However, if the person intentionally cut it out, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Likshivole Lo Nega Acher Viitar Mimenu. When a person will have another nega, like in the previous Mishnah, when he has another nega, and he'll be cleansed from it, the Chachamim Amrim, Achetifrach Bekulo, that the only means of cleansing is when the nega spreads over his entire body, until he has prich over his entire body. And the Mishnah concludes with a line, Hoysa Barosha Orlo Yimo. If the Beharis was at the tip of the male organ, there needs to be done a mila, that's the level of the chadchila. Now, the Mishnah said, Misha Hoisabu Beharis, he had this white spot. If it's Nixus or accidentally, Tahora. If it's Osim is Kavin, it's Machlokas, again, there's a Dinda Rabbonon that punishes him. Now, here the Rav says, he brings in a Tosefta. B'Tosefta Muchach, from the Tosefta, it's apparent, the Hechad the Kotzatz Kola Beheres, the Kotzatz Min HaBosra Asher Sivo Seho. Three possible cases, where he cuts out the whole area, including the surrounding flesh, where he cuts out only the Beheres, where he cuts out a part of the Beheres, leaving it less than a gris, but leaving some Beheres there. So where he really does a job and he cuts out the entire Beharis, including some of the skin surrounding skin around it. So Kuliyama lo pligi, everybody agrees, Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, dein lo tara olomis. He's such a rush that he really wanted to, really dig out that Beharis, then he can never become tohar. Kansu rabbonim miachnis kavin l'shorei shachreha. The Rabbonim were really konis him, gave a very strong a lifetime punishment because he really tried to uproot completely that Beharis. The Hechad the Kotzitzo Vishir Mimeno Kshu, where he cut out the Beharis, but he left a little bit. Lo Pligi the Eshto Tara B'Pricha came in the Shir Mimeno. There's Tara with Pricha. So from this Tosefta, the Kiv Eger points this out also. From the Mishnah, you would think, like in the previous Mishnah, that Pricha is a Chumrah. But here it says, everybody agrees, meaning Rebbe Eliezer agrees also, that that Pricha would help if he left if he left a little bit over. And you'll Mashma that Rebbe Eliezer is really Machmir. Lo Kansua Kulihai, if he left over. Kipligi, where the Machlokas is, Kishikotza mitzumtzemes, he cut it the exact amount of the beheres out without cutting out the surrounding area. Moshlo pochus lo yosir. So here, as again, the sentiment seems to be that that since Rabbi Eliezer agrees in the case where he cut out less, that even pricha works, then in the case where he cuts the exact amount out, pricha doesn't work. So the chachamim are mekel, and Rabbi Eliezer is machmir. The Kivager points this out. It seems to be go against the simple reading of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, Hoysa Barosha Olo Yimo, if there was a Baharis at the tip of the Orla, there should still be a Mila. The Mishnah Achrona, again, it's a very interesting commentary on Seder Taros. The Mishnah Achrona asks a very interesting question. He says, Hoysa Barosha Olo Yimo, the Loshon Barosh Ola Eino Miyushav, it doesn't seem to be to fit well. The Rosh Ola Eino Mitame Binagoim, as we said up above in Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, that the Rosh Yavorim, the 24 Rosh Yavorim, and one of them was Rosh Hagviya, don't become a tummy with Nagoim. So why is the how can this become tummy then? That the person would have to take it, we have concerns about taking it off. So, Venira, they know Chinami, but he gives a very simple answer. That's not the problem. Granted, it can't become Tomei, but you're still not allowed to cut it off. And the Asi Liashmina, Nafilu Rosh Orla, She'enu Mitame Shon, that even the Rosh Orla, where a person is not Mitame, Afilu Hochi Shaykh Bo Isu Katsitsa, that the Isur Katsisa would apply to it, Eladavka b'mila shari, only in the case where one's doing is removing it by doing bris mila is it permissible. V'hochem rinu perik Rabbi Lozer de mila, daf kaflamid beis and Shabbos, the goyim tahorim nami be Isur Katsisa nino, that even taharedik in the goyim and the goyim that are not apropos to receive tuma are still in the Isur of Katsisa. Now the Rav explains the concept over here. Imhoisa Barosh Ola Yimo Velo Love Mila Bizman Ayri. The Rav says we're not talking about a case where the a baby is being nimol on the eighth day, because there it's obvious that you can do you can remove the beheres. Why? Because if a baby is born the eighth day and the baby who was born with Shabbos, he has mila on Shabbos. Shabbos is an Isur Skila, the death penalty in Isur Kores. It's a very very severe Isur. So if mila is doiche Shabbos, it certainly is doiche the assay of simple lo saseh. The losa said of Hishomer b'nega tzaras. Be careful of the nega tzaras, which alone is a lotase, as we had in Mishnah Dalit. So the Rav explains, we're dealing with a mila shlobizmana. A mila shlobizmana, for whatever reason the child was jaundiced, they're ill, underweight, and they couldn't have mila on the eighth day. So, and when the time comes for him to have mila, that shlob is mana, that mila cannot be docher Shabbos or yamtiv. So, nevertheless, that mila too is docher, pushes aside the tzaras. So, afilu mila shlob is mana, sheina docher es a Shabbos, docher es a tzaras. Doasi ase de mila, but docher es lo tase de tzaras. Dohochi kaimalon bechola Torah kula. This is a universal din in the Torah. Shatomotzi ase blotase imatuyochu l'kayim shnehem mutov. If you can fulfill both, that's preferable. Vimla, but if it's impossible to fulfill both, and you have to violate the lotase when you're doing the ase, yovu ase v'yirches lotase. The ase comes and pushes aside lotase. So Rabbi Akiva Eger over here points out that by Tsaras, there's the lo tasehi shomer, but all the asim of what you're supposed to do with the tsaras imply that you're not allowed to cut it out. So there are asim aside from from the lo tasehi shomer benega tsaras. So, and the rule, general rule is that whereas an asay is docha lo saseh, an asay is not docha lo saseh at where there isn't also an asay, a lo saseh and an asay. So and he says b'ketzitza v'hoch b'ketzitza b'heres haviyase v'losase v'hochim avur b'shabis. Again, the same paragraph blessed the milu dafka flam hey amit beis v'hoch that the reason and it says v'hodelo yafinen mizeh so that's the chiddush over here, even though it's an asay and a los asay, the asay of mila still pushes away the overrides the tsaras, and the beharis can be cut. So the kivegar asks the question then: why isn't this then the binyan out for everywhere? Why do we say every other place that an asay is not docha a los asay where there's an asay also? We see here with bris mila that an asay is docha an asay and a los asay, the los asay yishumir b'nei katsuras, and the asim of how you go about taking care of the tsaras, which involves letting the things waiting, letting the things grow. Hezger and the like. So why don't we learn out universally that applies everywhere? So Tosfos asks this question. So he says Kosu Tosu Sham the Mala Mila Shechein Nichrisu Aleha Yugimun Brisas. He can't learn out anywhere else from Mila, because Mila, aside from the fact that there's Nisukores, even though it's not said there's Nisukores by Mila, there were 13 different brisos. The word bris is mentioned in the Torah 13 different times. There were 13 different covenants regarding Mila. So Mila is so chashuv that it can push aside an asay, where there's also an asay. But no other asay can do that. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay and Perek Zion. Perekhes is a difficult perek. It deals mostly with prichas, where the nega takes over the entire body. The first Mishnah Aleph, Haporeach min hatomei is tohar. Haporeach min hatomei tohar. If a person was muchlat, actually the Rav uses the word muchlat, tomei shenechlat bi echad min hanegoyim. A Tomei who was nechlat with one of the Negoyim, but Achronim, the Tosfos Yamtiv, the Mishnah Achronim, they ask on the Rav, it's Lav Dafka Nechlat, even if he was Musker, even if he was Musker, Musker is a din of Tumah also, not as severe as Muchlat, but even let's say at the end of the first week or the second week, the Pricha occurred. A poreich min atame, so both a muchlat and a musker is tohar. Chazubo roshe evorim. Now we had earlier, and we mentioned it earlier today too, that the roshe evorim are not susceptible to tum because they can't be seen because of their sloping nature. So chazu roshi avorim, if the roshi avorim, which were not visible, suddenly became visible, and there was a healthy skin there, regular michya, tamei. So the tumas michya takes right over here, and it negates the pricha. The pricha doesn't help by tumas michya. So the only thing that can help over here now that there's a michya is if the beheres shrinks down, because the michya is in the beheres, if the beheres shrinks down to smaller than a gris, mika gris, smaller than a gris, where it's not a beheres that's metame. So now the Mishnah goes on. If the pareach mina, the sort of pareach mina tame, now it says mina tohar. If a person was found to be tohar by the kohen, let's say after 2 weeks, case where it was muchlat, and the simonim tuma went away, or after 2 weeks of hezger and the nega didn't spread, so the and all of a sudden, after that period of time, it does spread. If it's prichin, it spreads over his whole body, he's tomei. Chazubo roshi avorim, again, if the roshi avorim appear tomei, that, and it's not a bechidish, because it's the same as, you know, if in the case where the pricha is betahir, it makes him tummy. Certainly here, the michya keeps him tummy also. So it's just simply nishir betumaso. He remains tummy. There's no, it's not a mitigating factor. Asher tagzor beherto l'kamosha hoiso. The only thing that can cleanse him now, that the pricha occurred after the kohen paskin that he was tar, is that the beheres goes back to its former, shrinks back to its former size. It doesn't have to be less than the gris. It just has to be back where the pisoyon is gone, and then he's tar.